on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoots.
Oh! My God! Badgers upset top right North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Engel holds his own, here's a shot, they score!
Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four!
All the game winners.
Barnes back in, picked up, Badgers score! Mark Sangerly! Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten Championship!
All the legends.
Sleep deep, breakaway, Caulfield in for the win! He shoots it, scores! Give him the homie now!
This is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate.
It's everything. Everything.
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
From Pfizer Forum in downtown Milwaukee, we bring you the championship game in the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Tonight, it's the sixth-ranked Badgers taking on the Northeastern Huskies. The Red Hot Badgers are shooting for their second title in their third straight appearance in this event's title game. Good evening, and welcome back to the American Family broadcast booth inside Pfizer Forum. I'm Rob Vogel, in for Brian Posick, the voice of Badger Hockey, joined, as always, by Ian Perrin. And Ian, the Badgers shook off the rust from an 18-day layoff, grinding out a 3-0 win over Air Force last night. But the Badgers know they'll have to be better if tonight is going to end with, as you hope, free Glazers as part of the post-game celebration for Bucky.
Don't really care what the score is. I just want my Glazers. That's all there is to it.
Yes.
No, you're right. And I think it was very obvious that both teams had a significant layoff going into last night. First period was a lot of second guessing, a lot of should I or shouldn't I type do stuff. And the only people who were consistent for all 60 minutes were the two goaltenders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the difference whether you've had 18 days? The guy's still shooting the puck from the same place.
Right.
The goaltenders are in that situation. Reading the play, understanding how they're forechecking against you, what they're going to do on their power play. Those are all things that come a little more naturally and a little more fluidly when you're in the midst of a season. But you get into a situation where after, as you said, 18 days off, takes a little time to recharge the batteries, get everything up to 100%.
After you get out, work out some of the kinks, get the cobwebs out, get back here. There is that goal here tonight of you're playing for a championship in your home state, in a barn you don't normally get to play in front of fans who might not always get to see you, especially in person here in Milwaukee. And it's a championship game they've been in each of the 3 years of this event, so there's certainly pride in that and plenty of motivation, I would imagine, for this team.
Well, that and the Glazers.
Yeah. I mean, let's get back to the Glazers.
No, you're right. And a lot of these youngsters, so to speak, have not had a shot at the NCAA tournament, have not had a shot at any like regional play, any playoff play. And you get into a situation where this is just kind of a nice dress rehearsal, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It's a different type of fan that's here tonight. These are Badger hockey alumni usually, or Badger alumni, who are coming to see their team play, which they haven't maybe seen for 10 years because they don't drive to Madison and go to the Kohl Center. But when they're in your own backyard and you've got the day off, let's go see the Badgers play hockey. It's a nice situation for Bucky to be in.
We'll talk a little bit about this Northeastern team a little bit later in this pregame show, but as for the Badgers, what will you then be watching for, especially in the first maybe 5 or 10 minutes of this game tonight, to see if they're sharper, to see if they've gotten a little more back in the rhythm and picking up where they left off, now having won 6 in a row and trying to make it 7 tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if any of the players really think about that stuff. I mean, I didn't as a player, and as a coach, maybe I did a little bit, but as a player, it's just, this is the game we're playing in right now. Let's be present in the moment. And it's a good situation, and it can also be a very frustrating situation because, yeah, you got to be ready for championship hockey, and if you're not used to it, it's going to take a little time to learn how to play it.
Northeastern Huskies out of Hockey East warming up to our right in their black sweaters, and the Badgers in their white sweaters with Cardinal trim to our left here on the ice at 5 Sir Form, getting ready for this championship game tonight. Already had the third place game this afternoon, that won by Minnesota Duluth over Air Force by the score of 3-1. We'll have much more on this pregame show. We'll get Ian's thoughts on these Northwestern Huskies, who have some talent, plenty of talent, in fact, but have had a disappointing start to their season, trying to turn that around here with a championship game tonight. We'll also have the starting lineups for you, get the latest on the injury update, some news there as well regarding one Badger out of the lineup tonight. But up next, it's time to check in with the Badgers head coach, Mike Hastings. Back with more on the pregame show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to low in the low 20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high mid-30s. Some snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning, then more clouds and low 30s for Sunday. Sunshine is back for New Year's Day Monday, a high in the mid-30s. Right now it's 31.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Make this New Year's Eve about toasting to new beginnings, not worrying about dinner preparations. Let Quality Foods do the cooking with complete New Year's prime rib dinners. Just heat and serve. Imagine welcoming the new year with open arms and a table full of delights. Quality Foods will craft a festive feast, each bite filled with the warmth of the season, so you can focus on what truly matters. Order your hassle-free New Year's prime rib dinner now from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Peter Rapine joins us once again.
City Bums World, we had our holiday party last night.
You scheduled this holiday party for your company, just thinking it was a cool little bar.
Yeah, so we find that we're in the middle of a singles mixer. Some guy stops me, hands me a card with someone's name on it and a phone number, which was flattering. And then he also handed me a joint, and I accepted both.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our pregame show continues here as we count down towards face-off for the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Badgers taking on Northeastern tonight, joined by Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. And coach, we spoke last night before the contest a little about that 18-day layoff and what you may or may not see from your team. How do you assess what you saw from your squad in that 3-0 win over Air Force?
Well, probably some rust, but some good things too. I thought, you know, the line of Cillier, D. St. Fowl, and Cruz Lucius, which we need them to do a lot here in the second half, kind of carried us offensively. I thought you saw some real positives with our goaltending. And then on the flip side of that, you look at some things that we need to be better at. Our power play has to be a little bit more productive. You know, we're going to have to, I think, manage a puck a little bit better than we did last night. Northeastern's a team that is really good in transition. They don't need a high volume of shots to score goals. And you saw that last night against Duluth. So for us, some good, maybe some things that we need to work on. But overall, for us to come back out of break and pitch a shutout with our goaltender playing very well and finding a way to win against a good team, that's important for us starting off the second half.
Since you mentioned your goaltender, Kyle MacLellan, getting his fourth shutout of the season last night, showing no ill effects of the layoff, that's for sure. If you go back into the spring and after you accepted the job here with the Badger program, I wonder what you thought you had in Kyle MacLellan as a goaltender who'd had some playing time, and how does that compare to with what you've seen from him so far this season?
That's a good question. You know, when you always, as a coach, you try and look at history. What has been the body of work that athlete has shown you up until this point, whether that's back in midget hockey, high school hockey, junior hockey, and with Kyle being a transfer from playing at Mercyhurst, what was that history? And really, when you start peeling the layers of that onion back, there's a lot of good to the history of what Kyle MacLellan's done and his body of work. Last year, a little bit of an anomaly as far as what a downturn in save percentage and some things that went that way for him. It was a new environment for him, going from Mercyhurst, coming to the Big Ten and fighting an accomplished goaltender with Mo, you know, tough situation to come into. So I think he just really put his feet down, worried about what he was doing in his dailies. Grace, our nutritionist, Tommy Inkrot, our strength coach, and Kyle sat down and put a plan together to try and get him as physically stable as he could be and prepared for a season. And I think that's built a lot of confidence in him. So looking at him historically, he was somebody that had done a very good job between the posts at any level that he'd been at other than last year. So with goaltenders, it's hard. We're always looking for consistency. But I think the effort that he put in with the support that he had around him this summer allowed him to come in with a lot of confidence.
On the flip side, one player you did know a lot about was David Cilia, who you had mentioned scored in the first game. And then there'd been a little bit of a drop off in the production in the goal department, but now scored in the last two games, including two last night. How important is this last couple of games maybe been for his confidence, and how important is he for this team to get what you want to do this season?
Well, again, David does a great job, I think, of being an example setter like Kyle on his dailies. You know, how he prepares, how he goes out, effort mentally, physically, gives everything that he can, recovers, rinses and repeats, and goes right back at it. I think he's got a lot of pro tendencies as far as his preparation and his mental set. And so I think he's been an example setter for us, as Kyle was this last summer. And, you know, the difference, you look at shooting percentages with forwards at times in hockey. And last year, David had 23 goals, but his shooting percentage was really off the charts. And this year, that shooting percentage had dropped a little bit, but his volume of shots had not. And so really just trying to keep him positive, because he was doing a lot of really good things. They just weren't going in the back of the net, and now they are. And I think his line mates are helping with that, and hopefully he can take confidence from it.
We'll have more with the Badgers head coach in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back inside Fiserv Forum, our pregame show continues with Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. And coach, we saw last night a theme that has been something, a very important, successful one for you all season in your penalty kill unit. Special teams, you touched on a little bit about the power play a moment ago. In your experience, is one easier to teach or implement into a program, into a new team in a situation like you have this year? Obviously, the penalty kill, the numbers are very successful, and the power play is hopefully obviously coming along. You did get a power play goal at the end of the game last night.
Yeah, I don't know. I in my experiences, I think they're separate of each other. You know, I want to give a lot of credit to Todd Knott, my associate head coach, who runs our penalty kill, and the buy-in that he's got from his group, starting from our goaltender out. Very detailed, very precise, very successful. There's a lot of buy-in there. You know, on the power play piece, I think we've got to just simplify a little bit at delivering pucks to the net. When we do that and we keep it shot-first mentality, we're a bit more successful than we try to pass it around in the back of the net. And so last night, I thought we were a little cute. The second unit did a better job of getting pucks to the net, had some good looks. But you know what? Special teams are special teams for a reason. We need our power play to produce. And when we do, we have a lot more success in the wins and loss column, and we're going to need them tonight.
Tonight you play for a championship against Northeastern here in this tournament, who's a team that maybe their record belies the talent level on this team. Everything you hear, that there's a lot of talent on this roster. You know the head coach. You know what the talent level is on this team. What do you expect from Northeastern? What's going to be the key to be successful here tonight?
One thing against Northeastern, as I mentioned previously, they don't waste pucks. They're not just throwing pucks and you know, I don't want to use wasting pucks in giving an analogy with a team like Penn State, because Penn State just gets everything to the net and then attacks the net. You're going to see some patience out of these guys. They can make plays. If you have a small window of taking your foot off the gas against a team like Northeastern, they'll turn one into two into three, because they can make a lot of plays. So for us, we're going to have to make sure that our puck management's good and get off to a good start.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. Our pregame show continues in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is...
In the breast
breaking
milk
breast.
Bucket.
Breaking breast.
Well done.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker. I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Pre-game show continues here from Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee. Counting down towards face-off of the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off Championship game tonight featuring the Badgers and the Northeastern Huskies. Badgers have been in the championship all 3 years of this event, winning the inaugural event against Yale in the title game in a shootout, losing to Clarkson last year, and now we'll play Northeastern here tonight. Time for our UW Health Injury Update, brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Badgers were already without Brady Cleveland, who had been injured this week in practice. He'll be out again tonight. But last night, Christian Fitzgerald left the game, went to the locker room during the game with some injury, came back out on the ice later onto the bench and played in the game, but is out of the lineup tonight. So we don't have any official word on that, Ian, whether that's an injury related or not, although certainly seems likely given that. But Fitzgerald out of the lineup tonight. What does his loss mean for the Badgers?
You ever notice how times have changed in the sense that
how so?
If somebody was out of the lineup, they would just go, yeah, he broke his leg or he's got a sore shoulder, sure, do whatever.
Yeah.
Now they're so guarded and protective. And I can't remember which coach it was in the National Hockey League said, well, it's an upper body injury, but I will tell you it has something to do with the hangnail that he got on his little finger. And everybody just was stunned, and he goes, that's how secretive we are.
Coach's name is Joe Hippa, and then we named everything after Joe with the Hippa rules and all that. Well, Fitzgerald out of the lineup tonight gives a chance for the Badgers to add Sam Stang to the on-ice roster tonight for Wisconsin. So Tyson Dick will move up in center the second line, and Stang joins the forwards tonight. So it is a loss, though, without Christian Fitzgerald, who's been a key contributor to this team.
Yeah, two of the four lines have different people on them. And the top line, of course, of Lucius, Cilia, and DeSaint Fall are pretty much inked into the lineup every night. And the quote-unquote fourth line of Mantle, Lindmark, and Horbach, which, according to my records, have been line of the week or line of whatever, just about every time that we play them. But that's another game that they play with the depth chart when it's there. But Whitelaw is now playing on left wing.
Mm-hmm.
I was really kind of anxious to see whether he would be back in the lineup tonight after the five-minute major that he took last night.
He is indeed, and also after wondering where his head might be after losing out on a spot to play for Team USA at the World Junior Championship, where his teammate Quinn Finley is there for the U.S. squad that won again today. These guys will have me taking on a Northeastern squad that
has had great success in the last few years. Not so much this year, obviously, with a record of 6-8-1, including last night's win over Minnesota Duluth in the semifinal. They're just 1-8 in Hockey East play. But it doesn't seem for a lack of talent and goal scorers and offensive talent. From by all accounts, they have a roster that should be able to put the puck in the net. They just haven't gotten the results this year.
It's one of the few teams that I have seen that is pretty heavy freshman sophomore, and very few are transfer portal kids. They're all out of a junior hockey program someplace. Very few of them are ever coming out of high school, to say the least. But most of the kids are from Quebec or the East Coast, and you get into a situation where they have chosen to come to the U.S. to play in the USHL or the North American League. But I don't see very many transfer portal kids by comparison to, say, like Wisconsin did during this past year.
An interesting note, of the three transfer players that Northeastern has on its roster this year, one is shooting for a unique distinction here tonight, Ian, and obviously the Badgers hope that it doesn't come to fruition. Alex Campbell is hoping to become the first player to win two Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff titles in back-to-back years for different programs.
Well, that's fair.
He was a member of Clarkson last year that beat the Badgers here at Fiserv, and now part of this Huskies program that the Badgers will take on here tonight. When we return to the pregame show, we'll have the starting lineups for you and get you ready for opening faceoff of this championship game. It's the Badgers and Northeastern here from Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. You're listening to Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Teams returning to the ice here at Fiserv Forum, getting ready for the introductions of the starting lineups and our championship tilt here between the 6th-ranked Badgers riding a 6-game win streak and the Northeastern Huskies out of Hockey East. Time now for our Quick Trip starting lineups. As mentioned, for Northeastern, Alex Campbell, the one player of note, being a transfer from Clarkson, who was part of their championship-winning team a year ago in this event against the Badgers. He's also the reigning Hockey East Player of the Week, having scored 3 goals in this team's last series. As you mentioned, most of the players from out East, just 3 transfers, but their netminder, Cameron Whitehead, who's taken over this year, has been the goalie of record in all but one game. He made 33 saves last night in leading his team to the victory in overtime over Minnesota Duluth to reach the championship game.
for the Badgers. Back between the pipes again, it'll be Kyle McClellan, who made 27 saves last night in the victory for the Badgers over Air Force, 3-0 with the shutout. That lowers his goals against average. And boy, numbers don't move very much when you have it that low already to begin with. 1.72 goals against average now for Kyle McClellan. For the Badgers up front, it'll be David Cilia, Matthew D. St. Paul, and Cruz Lucius. Lucius riding a six-game point streak. He leads the team with 8 goals. Tyson Dick will center the second line after being a third-line left wing last night. He's between Simon Tassie and William Whitelaw, with Christian Fitzgerald out of the lineup. Tassie with one of the tallies for the Badgers last night in the victory. Owen Mellenbacher between Charlie Stramel and Sawyer Scholl. Scholl's the extra forward, now the third-line left wing. And then Lindmark, Horbach, and Bantle. It's amazing. They don't have a ton of points other than that Lindmark has set career highs this year at his points. Yeah. But you look at Horbach, plus 11. Lindmark, plus 13. So that line, no matter how many they're scoring, they're not giving up many either.
Yeah, but you forgot to mention that it's a defenseman that's leading the plus minus.
I actually didn't forget at all because I knew you would get it in. So let's just take ourselves right there. That's Joe Blatichuk, who is at a plus 16 to lead the team. He also has 26 blocks, which is second best. He'll be paired with Ben Bendixheimer on the blue line. Daniel Lodge and Anthony Kerr working together, as is Zach Schultz and the captain for the Badgers, Mike Borlicki, who's a plus 11 on the season. Badgers without Quinn Finley. He is gone with Team USA as part of the World Junior Championships in Sweden. Congratulations to Team USA as they win today. They are now at 8 points, 1 point behind Slovakia for their pool standings for first place. They'll play them on Sunday. We'll have our opening face-off and all the action here from Fiserv Forum when we return. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Here's a new way to ring in the new year. How about some peace and quiet? December 31st is officially No Interruptions Day, a holiday first introduced in 2014. It's considered an important way to take a break from your everyday distractions by focusing on yourself, your family, and friends. Those who celebrate No Interruptions Day say it's a great reason to turn off your phone, TV, and social media to instead slow down. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays!
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Huskies out of Hockey East, winners over Minnesota Duluth yesterday in their semifinal. The Badgers shutting out Air Force 3-0. Badgers winning the first year of this event, falling in the championship game last year, and shooting for their second title in 3 years. Teams have met with their netminders and returning to their bench as we get ready for the opening faceoff, which, as always, is brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. History a little more depth to it than the one with Air Force yesterday, where they had only played twice, and the last time being 1982. Badgers lead the all-time series with Northeastern 9-3. They are undefeated in Madison, 6-0, and 1-0 on neutral ice, as they are here technically tonight. Their first meeting back in 1971. The last time they met was in 2002 in Boston, and the Badgers were 5-1 winners. Puck is dropped, and we are underway with a great day for hockey here in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. It's the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Badgers in the opening period will work from our left to our right, wearing their white sweaters with cardinal trim. And Northeastern, with a couple of players colliding, allowing Carson Bantle to come streaking in, but has the puck poked off his stick. Bantle then returns and cuts towards the middle, and then he's rocked down hard by a big check from Jackson Dorrington. Huskies will dump it back into the Badger end, as I was saying. The Badgers wearing their white sweaters with cardinal trim, and the Northeastern Huskies wearing black jerseys with white numbers and trim. Northeastern in its own zone. McDonald along the boards in the far corner tries to play it out to the blue line, does so, and we're going to have an early stoppage here. I'm not sure if the door opened. I think it did towards the Northeastern locker room.
I don't know. Maybe that was their coach saying, hey, you missed that check. Why don't you just go right into the locker room?
Right?
Told the guy at the door, get into the locker room right now.
Badgers with their win yesterday improved their record to 15-4 on the season, while Northeastern enters play tonight 6-8-1 on the year, 1-8 in Hockey East Conference play. A team that has been to the NCAA tournament in recent years and had a streak going of winning 4 Beanpot tournament titles in 5 years. The big tournament that happens in late January and February in Boston amongst the schools there, including BU and BC and Harvard.
It's interesting that tournament is older than dirt.
Yes. Lucius snaps one off, blockered away by Whitehead, and goes up and out of play, and we'll have another faceoff in the offensive zone for the Badgers.
And then, you know, in the last 50 years, whatever you want to call it, however, whatever duration you'd like to believe in, between the Great Lakes Tournament, Great Lakes Invitational Tournament, the Bean Pot, and it was one of Jeff Sauer's really big things is to have a tournament for the WCHA teams, which we would play other teams. And so back in 1989, we had the first Badger Hockey Showdown, and didn't hurt to have Mr. Pettit on his side.
No, it did not. Badgers have had a good run in tournaments in whatever form, this one or the previous one that you talked about. They won 9 previous championships of holiday tournaments in Milwaukee, shooting for number 10 tonight. Badgers in their own zone, played by Scholes to center ice. Whitelaw will snap a pass cross ice, nobody home, and it's a turnover allowing the Huskies to bring it in. A shot put right on net. McClellan steers it aside to the near boards, comes off the stick to Chipani. Behind his own net, Kerr puts on the brakes, looks, and then I'll break it right up the middle. Plays a pass ahead off the stick of Scholl. He couldn't control it, but goes deep into the offensive zone and has to be played by Whitehead behind his own net. Along the far boards, Lotch pinching in, tries to keep it in, can't do so, rides his man right up against the boards in front of the Northeastern bench. Dumped into the Badger zone, McClellan plays it to Kerr along the near boards to Stramel. He'll go cross ice, puck bouncing around, doesn't get cleanly to Mellenbacher, and it's turned over, and Fisher will take control for Northeastern. They play it back to the Badgers' end. They're in the middle of a change right now, so to be careful there as Plotichuk comes back over the boards. Dexheimer will dump it in deep. Stramel has it on his stick, plays it back to the point. Palatichuk with a shot through traffic, finds its way on, steered aside by Whitehead. Along the far board, Stramel is tied up, gets the puck to his stick, however, couldn't get the pass off, and Northeastern will get it out to center ice and played by Sebastian all the way down into the Badger end. A little too far, and so icing will be called here on the Huskies. 17:09 to go in a scoreless first period.
You know, one of the things that I was thinking about, actually wrote it down on my score sheet, is that we'll see how much the 18 days off will play a part in sluggishness in the second game, you know, because you're all full of energy and happy to be back. In the second game, we'll see if that energy still is sustained, because in watching the Air Force game against Minnesota Duluth, boy, it got real sluggish in the second and third period.
Horbach backhands it through the center ice area in the offensive zone through the high slot, and it couldn't connect on the one-timer that went just wide. Played out to center ice by the Huskies. Battle for it right in front of the Badger bench. Bounces around, turn back over, and Dorrington with a chance to play it right in on McClellan, who makes the save. Dexheimer bangs it off the boards behind the net. To Plotichuk on the near side. Plays it out to center ice to Cruz Lucius. He can't control. Turned over, gets past Lund out to center ice. Jack Williams, who had a hat trick last night, got it up ahead and in over the line. Ritzkovian, there's a couple of them on Whoa. That name. We'll be saying that a lot tonight. There's Dylan and Justin, the brothers for Northeastern. Freshman and a junior. Put it on net, not a play, and so a faceoff will come in the Badger zone.
And every time that I say their name and look at the spelling of their name, yeah. I want to say, Pat Sajak, could I buy a vowel, please?
That is spelled, for those of you scoring at home, HRYCKOWIAN. Dylan and Justin, pair of forwards here for Northeastern. And, of course, we talk about the past tournaments that were played here in Milwaukee and the Badgers' success with these holiday tournaments. No one can forget 2006 when the Badgers won the national championship. The last time they did so, right here in Milwaukee at the Bradley Center. Badgers get in the offensive zone. D. St. Paul trying to corral a rebound. Can't do so. Chapani with it. Plays it back behind his own net. Around the boards to the near side. The Huskies will try to break it out. Have to regroup and send it the other way as Nolan Hayes now played all the way down the ice. That'll be too far by the Huskies. And icing once again. So a little bit of a choppy start here to the action in the opening period of play.
Yeah, a little bit of basket hanging for the offside winger for Northeastern. You get into a situation where Sebastian is wide open, but that's got to be a pinpoint pass in order to avoid the icing. And now they're going to have to regroup and start back again in their own defensive zone. It's great if it works. It's not very good if it doesn't.
This is a team that averages 3 goals a game. Northeastern gives up 2.79 per game entering this weekend's tournament. They bring it in on the attack. Liam Walsh plays a pass back, and either a pass or a shot that was going through the slot is deflected and up out of play. And guess what? We'll have another whistle and another faceoff, this time in the Wisconsin zone. This team does feature, besides that difficult brother tandem name that we were just talking about, one of the great names in hockey. Now, Ian, I've heard of kids named Gunner. I've heard of kids named Wolf. I've never heard of somebody named Gunner Wolf. So you combine those two, Gunnar Wolf Fontaine, who scored a goal last night out here on that top line for Northeastern, along with Alex Campbell and Ritzkovian. Badgers get it out to center ice. Horbach will wrist it hard around the boards to the far side. Kept in deep, it comes back to Kerr. He pinches in, gets it behind the net. Bantle has it now on his backhand side. Peels the other direction, takes it below the goal line. He's tripped up. Manages to steer the puck to a teammate, finds its way to Lotch at the point. His wrist shot goes wide of that. Bantle can't get to it. Kerr pinching in, is dumped down to the ice. Bantle slides it back to the blue line. Lindmark's shot whistles just wide. There was traffic out front. Horbach was right on the doorstep.
Yeah, I think if he would have hit the net, and rather than going wide, I think that would have been an automatic goal, because I don't think the goaltender even saw it.
No, probably not. Sawyer Scholl delivers a check. They try to put pressure on Northeastern before they can break it out. Hunter McDonald plays it to the near side. It comes out to center and dumped in by Jackson Dorrington. Scooped up by Dexheimer. He'll play it ahead to Stramel. Stramel gets it to Scholl. Scholl in over the offensive blue line. Throws it towards the net. Steered just wide by Whitehead. Badgers get it down low. Stramel can't get to it in time. Scholl follows up with a check, however. And now it's in the skates of Stramel. The first-round draft choice of the Minnesota Wild. Can't get it to his stick, however. Scholl follows up, though, creates a turnover, and it's controlled by Stramel, but only momentarily. Dorrington pinned up against the wall. Finally, it squirts loose, and three-on-three rush the other way for the Huskies. Campbell with it on the near side. Snaps off a wrist shot right on net. Gloved out of the air by the netminder, McClellan, who has yet to give up a goal in this tournament, and he'll take a faceoff to his right.
Let's hope the streak continues.
Yes.
That would be a real nice situation for him to have. The only player for Northeastern that I had heard of in the past was Braden Doyle, a young man who just took the shot. He played in the BCJHL, I think. I can't remember if it was Salmon Arm or Penticton. But, man, did he light it up offensively in the BCJHL. That's 3-4 years ago now that I remember.
The roster for Northeastern, we talked about that they've added three transfers. They also lost two, one of them being one of the 1,700 Hughes brothers who had played college hockey. He's gone to BU. That is no longer here. Northeastern, though, finds itself in this championship game with the Badgers. They dump it in on McClellan. Kicks it aside. It's played along the far boards. Hits the official over there. So the Badgers have to regroup. And Cruz Lucius scoops it up. And now we'll get a head of steam out to center ice. Over the logo, in over the blue line. Tries to slide a pass right through the slot up high to Celia. That just didn't connect. Brought back into the Badger zone. Lotch with a nice defensive play breaks up the rush. Care fans on the first pass attempt. A turnover and a shot that's blocked off the stick of Chapani. Along the near board, Chapani has it again. Long shot, that's blocked by Lotch again. Comes back to the point. They try to slide a pass cross ice on the far side to Liam Walsh, but it was deflected and goes up off the glass. Northeastern controlling the offensive zone. Walsh tries from behind the net to throw it out the backside. McClellan was there, however, gets a stick on and puts the mitt down on top of it. First, a little bit of sustained pressure there by Northeastern in this contest.
Yeah, it's interesting because that was also the first shift for Sam Stang. And it's not that it had anything to do with him being out there on that line, but it was a smaller, quicker line against a bigger, slower line. And when you can have puck control and move the puck with the speed that Northeastern just did, there are going to be some confusing times out there for Bucky.
As a face-off to the left to Kyle McClellan, I think another interesting little matchup within the game tonight is face-offs. Badgers so very good all year long in the face-off department. So was Northeastern last night. They were 48-16 in the face-off department, and their season average is about 55%. They control it here, slide it back to the point. Wrist shot, save made by McClellan. Rebound goes right into his chest as well, and he turns that one aside. Initial shot coming from McDonald at the point, and there was pressure right on the doorstep, but McClellan, calm and cool, makes the saves. Northeastern back in its own zone. Borghese spins away from pressure, and then Borghese takes a return pass on the near side. Gets it out to the blue line, and then wrists it hard down into the Badger zone. Around the boards it goes. Vorlicki is there. He can't control, followed up by Dexheimer, who'll backhand it out of the zone and out to center ice. Back comes Northeastern. Dorrington gets it into the zone, but Vorlicki now has it. Goes behind his net. He'll take it to the far side to Dexheimer. Right up the middle, he gets it off on a breakout pass to Dick. But as he gets to the offensive blue line, he spun around like a top and drew himself in offside and maybe a teammate as well.
Well, it's one of those things where Dick is a freshman, a legitimate freshman, and gets into a situation where, at least on center on this line, he's been left wing half of the season. Now he's playing center on this line, and instead of picking up his head and trying to make two or three strides, get that puck, give it up to the open winger right away, force the defenseman to move one way or the other instead of playing right into their hand.
Faced off just outside the Northeastern zone. They don't like the way things are going, so they're going to try to reset as everybody tries to gain their position. Controlled by Northeastern off the draw as Hayes retreats into his own zone, plays it out to center ice. Tried to get it to Campbell. That didn't connect. Skate goes off. Pass goes off the skate of Mellenbacher and turned over to the visiting Huskies. No score here, nearing the midway point of the first period, 11:55 and counting to go in this championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Mellenbacher in his own zone, plays a pass to the middle to Scholl. He tries to send it over by the Husky bench to his teammate Stramel. That didn't connect, but now Mellenbacher has it in the neutral zone. He'll bring it in over the blue line, cuts towards the middle, and his shot is deflected and goes up and out of play. And guess what? We'll have yet another faceoff.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. And again, we're only 8 minutes, 8.5 minutes into the first period, and shifts are getting shorter already. You can tell that they just don't have the endurance that you would have if you had been on the ice for 10 days.
And we heard that from Todd Connaughton when we spoke with him in the postgame last night after the victory. He said it'll be interesting to see, not only just after the 18-day layoff, how the team would come out last night, but now having to play on back-to-back nights, their legs aren't where they were after the Penn State series, and they'll have to fight to get those back. Vorlicki with a centering pass that hits a skate, comes back to the Huskies' control, and they get it out to center ice. Played into the Badger end, and around the boards it goes to the far side to the point. Lucius trying to backhand it out, denied the first time and the second. Then it's thrown in right on McClellan, who will calmly glove it down again and take a faceoff this time back in the Badger zone.
I was waiting for Vorlicki in the offensive zone when he had the puck to do the three times around the net like he did last night.
Badger fans, Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And UW Health Sports Medicine is the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Off the faceoff, controlled by Bantle along the far boards. Tried to wrist it off the wall and out, but couldn't do so. It's now held at the line and brought to the near side to McDonald. He bobbled it. He'll play it down below the goal line. Plotichuk tied up along the near boards. It's finally collected by Horbach, who gets it out to center ice. He'll play it off the boards and then try to go after it himself on the forecheck. Gets to it first. Plays it below the goal line to Bantle. A centering pass is denied. Lindmark is right there for below the goal line. Tried to throw it off the backside of Whitehead, but it came all the way to the near boards. Dexheimer at the point, holds, plays it hard off the boards and around. Pass Lindmark. And we're going to have a stoppage. I'm not sure. Looked like it might have been played with a high stick.
No, the net came off its mooring. As Jack Horbach was going by the net, he ended up grabbing it and kind of got a little nudge from the player. But that'll bring the faceoff outside the defensive blue line, for Northeastern. And because the Badgers were the ones that dislodged the net, therefore the faceoff will come outside the zone.
I jokingly mentioned that it was one of the 1,700 Hughes brothers. It's Jack Hughes, who is the one that transferred from Northeastern to BU. He, along with Sam Colangelo, who went to Western Michigan. So they gained 3 and lost 2 in the transfer portal, as many teams do these days.
Yes, they do.
Along the near boards, it's going to be in. That being Dillon, got it just over the blue line, but Tyson Dick with it now brings it. On a drop pass for Whitelaw, was about to pull the trigger when he had his stick picked and pocket picked from behind, and Northeastern gets it back into the Badger zone. Lotch behind the net, bumped by Lund up against the boards. Whitelaw gives help. It's backhanded through the middle by Dick. Comes all the way over to Salmon Tassi on the near side. He'll snap across ice pass to Whitelaw right at the blue end. He's onside and lets a wrist shot go. Got a lot into it, but it wasn't on net, and it rings off the glass and around the boards. And Whitelaw smashed up against the boards. Tassi on the forecheck pins his man against the wall. Whitelaw has the puck in his skates, can't get control of it. Finally, it squirts loose. Whitelaw trying to get his stick on it, does so. A centering pass right into the blue paint. Tassi was there but couldn't collect it. Badgers now have it at the line. Vorlicki shot bounces off a couple of sticks and goes wide of the net. Tassi bumped down to the ice, couldn't get to the loose puck. And Northeastern will bring it out to center. Lund through the neutral zone. Drop pass just over the line. And as he does so, we'll have an offside call here on the Huskies as Dylan Ritzkovinen brought it in. Looks like they're going to take a timeout with 9:31 to go here in the opening period of play. No score between the Badgers and Huskies. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Some woman who shouldn't be dancing.
9:31 to go in the opening period of play. Badgers and Northeastern Huskies scoreless in this championship game. Here from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Badger fans, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today.
They're going to redo the faceoff, so that gives us a chance to tell you, wherever you may be, you can listen to every Wisconsin men's hockey game on the free Varsity Network app. That's available on the App Store. And if you can't figure out how to do it, Ian is more than happy to come to your house, show you how to hook it up on your phone and get you all set up.
Just call me on my landline.
Your rotary phone, indeed. Campbell brings in for the Huskies. He's tripped up before he can get the shot off. Allows the Badgers a chance to clear, but Lucius put the pass in the skates of D. St. Paul, and the Huskies play it right back into the Badger zone. Dexheimer off the boards. It'll get to Lucius just inside the blue line. His backhand pass through center is knocked down and dumped right back in by Gunnar Wolf Fontaine. I'm going to say Gunnar Wolf as many times as I can tonight. Campbell with it. Drops a pass for Fontaine. Hopefully not many in the offensive zone, however. Played to the far boards. Lucius can't get to it. It's chopped down towards Dexheimer below the goal line. He'll ring it around the boards to the near side. D. St. Paul with a moment here now to find somebody. Instead, he plays it back deeper for Palatichuk as St. Paul will head off now on a change.
As will the other two wingers with him.
Both teams, in fact, changing. That allows the Badgers' defensive pair to just sit back below their goal line and wait. And now a pass to Horbach. Through center ice, he'll dump it in, and the Badgers' defenseman can get a chance to switch out. Horbach pinned up against the near corner boards, plays it back towards the point, never reaches its target in care. And out to center ice, Sebastian's pass is picked up. Lotz just inside his own blue line, tries to avoid a check, jams it to the line, and not trying to pry it loose. Finally, it does squirt towards Scholl, but he can't control it. Nolan Hayes has it, brings it back into his own zone for Northeastern. Plays a pass up ahead off a stick, and it goes right in on net and glove down by the Badger netminder, Kyle McClellan, who will hang on.
I keep snickering because Daniel Latch was inside the blue line about 3 feet. The pass came to the Northeastern forward in his skates, and all of a sudden this 8-foot piece of lumber, which is known as Daniel Latch's stick, just poke-checked it away like there's nothing to it, but... Calm, cool, and collective.
Northeastern with the puck now in the offensive zone. Walton gets around one Badger forward and then throws a shot well wide, and then it'll ring out to center ice. A chance for Tassie to dig it free. He's got a man with him in Whitelaw. Tassie in on his forehand, shoots and scores! Simon Tassie! It's 1-0 Badgers! Great rush by Tassie. Buried it top shelf over the glove of Whitehead to give the Badgers the early lead.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, but watch, he just stripped the defenseman, and I don't think that Simon Tassie had any idea that he did have Whitelaw on his far side. He knew where he was going as soon as he got the puck. It'll be an unassisted goal for Simon Tassie. He went top shelf and really has put some electricity in this building.
Gave energy to the Badgers last night in the first period, does so again here tonight to get the Badgers on the board first in this championship game. And as you said, once he got the puck, whether he knew Whitelaw was there or not, it seemed like he was hell-bent on getting to the net and getting the shot off and making no doubt about it. And
we call that tunnel
vision,
I think.
Well, if you could do it, you can do it,
exactly.
As they say. You can walk the walk and talk the talk. Dump back into the Badger zone. Scholl will play it around now as the Badgers have the early 1-0 lead. But Fontaine with it behind the net. Tries a wraparound attempt. That's denied. Puck comes back to Fontaine. Plays it below the goal line. As Northeastern trying to respond now, trailing for the first time. Ritzkovian below the goal line. Gets it to Campbell. Campbell gets a pass out top of the circle. A shot on a rather weak one. Just steered aside by McClellan. Top line out there right now for Northeastern trying to respond to the Badgers' goal. Couldn't be held at the line by McDonald. He'll have to regroup and play it to Borghese. They dump it back into the Badgers' zone. You were with us last night as you hear the chant in the background of "One, we want more." There was the joke after two periods last night. The gentleman who leads that cheer saying, "Hey, give me some business. I can count higher than one, you know." And they got him two in that third period, so he could count all the way up to three. Badgers hoping to give him more entertainment and more numbers to work with tonight. Scholl in his own zone, can't get the puck, comes on a centering pass towards him. Badgers able to just joust it out to center ice. It's dumped right back in, stopped by McClellan as both teams go for a change. 6:25 to go in the opening period of play. Badgers on top, 1-0. Stang watches the puck go past him on the long lead pass, but at center ice, Palatichuk gets around a check. Then Palatichuk deking gets the shot off, but it's blocked. Comes back to Palatichuk, who gets to Stang. Stang looking for some help, drops it for Palatichuk. It hops over him, but thankfully for the Badgers, hits a little pile of snow right in front of the Huskies bench and doesn't get out of the zone. They play it below the goal line, continuing on the offensive zone attack. Dexheimer pinching to keep it in. Gets it low to Stang. He centers it. It bounces to Mellenbacher. His shot is denied as it hits a couple of skates between him and the net. But Stang, good effort to keep it in the zone. Puts on the brakes, finds some help in Palatichuk. Pass swings it over to Dexheimer here just inside the blue line. Ben will go towards the middle, looking for an opening. Can't find one. Mellenbacher on the one-timer, takes it off the pass, and his shot is deflected off the netting behind the net. And a stoppage in play with 5:41 to go in the opening period. Badgers on top, 1-0.
You don't see that very often, but I think that line was tired of being in the offensive zone. From being in the offensive zone so long and yeah. having good puck control, you wouldn't get any of them off the ice as long as the puck was in the offensive zone. But very good shift, no questions about it. Puck control, puck domination. Not a lot of shots that got through, but at least they had the opportunities.
Tyson Dick will take the faceoff for the Badgers. Moved over to center tonight with Christian